Checking back in with Quincy City Council President Noel DeBona to get an update on the May 15th council meeting. How are you today, Noel?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Thanks for checking in with us. Appreciate it. This is a busy time of year for the council.
It sure is. Today's supposed to be a very nice day of weather, which has been great. So I think yesterday and today we're going to get some weather back together. And I know we've been talking about it for a few weeks.
Yeah, well, can't wait to see you back out on your morning walks.
We'll be there soon, very, very soon, Joe.
But in the meantime, you have a budget to look over, right?
We sure do. And fresh off the press last night, we got it after the meeting, so I got to look at it a little bit. Obviously, the mayor, Mayor Tom, in front of us last night and presented the budget to us. So we're looking at a $5.8 million. It's up a little bit, 8.8%. I'm considering the fact that we've settled all the contracts with fire department, all the city workers and the teachers. So we're going back 3%, retroed back. I always want to put more money in for education, and it just helps out along the way. It's a trickle down effect for everything else in the city, especially the fire department, the police department, and our community in general. So education is very important.
So what's the process now for the budget, Noel?
So Councillor Chuck Phelan, he's actually not going to be rerunning, but this will be his last session of the finance committee. And we're looking to start our finance a week from yesterday, which is the 22nd, I believe. It's a Monday. So we'll have a public hearing, and then we'll go right into budget cycle. We're going to put it over three different the different department heads, and it looks to be Monday the 22nd, Tuesday the 30th, which is the day after Memorial Day, and then we have a little conflict going into June, but it looks to be June 13th, which is a Tuesday. We have a city council meeting on the 12th, so we're going to go back-to-back night, city council on the 12th and the finance committee on the 13th. And we always want to do, Joe, unfortunately, is have a backup plan just in case we need an extra night. Our last meeting is the day after Juneteenth, which is the 20th of June. So if we have to have a backup date for anything, we could probably do it that night before the meeting. So usually it's over three different cycles. Over the last, I'd say 5 or 6 years, many years ago, we did Saturdays, a full day on a Saturday. Years ago, we've done full back-to-back days. I remember doing some on like a full Tuesday and a full Wednesday. That's pretty strenuous on all of us because we all have day jobs. So we'd have to take time off our day jobs. I really like what Councilor Chair Phelan is doing with the three nights. I think that's always worked out pretty well for us in general. So those are the proposed times and dates. We're looking forward to a budget cycle.
Okay, and as I understand, the budget needs to be approved by June 30th, is that right?
June 30th, it has to be approved by that date. We always have a backup plan with a backup date, just in case we don't want to go into the summer in general. And I think it'll be good deliberations and stuff about different department heads coming in and talking. So it's been a good, this will be my eighth budget, my eighth year of being on the city council as an at-large councilor. So I'm looking forward to the process and looking forward to the proper funding in these different departments.
Okay, very good. And also I see a couple of appropriations, one for the capital improvement plan, one for the Forest Brook Golf Course.
Yes, those are in there. Those went into obviously committee. It's a $4.5 million for public buildings. I believe some of it's for the Kennedy Center. That went into, and then the $3.9 million, which is going into the Furnace Brook Golf Club. These will be vetted. These will be in finance, and we'll have a separate committee for these. They will be separate from the finance budget cycle, and we'll be able to get the proper input from all different stakeholders, I guess I could say, whatever's fair.
Okay, so these are separate from the budget proposal.
These are separate from the budget proposal. Yes, these are regular finance committee ones. not involved in the budget packet in general. Capital improvement plan, and then the improvements of the Furnace Brook Golf Club house and the Forbes Hill Park improvements.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should mention?
The last was the stretch code. We're possibly, you know, we put in a resolution, Councillor Liang, as well as Councillor Mahoney, myself, Councillor Devine, and I believe Councillor Phelan. The five of us put together this stretch code, and it would just basically help out with the energy efficiency across the city, you know, city buildings, and just to give, you know, basic more green. And it could be a cost savings of up to $500 per year. So anything that's going to be a cost savings to the taxpayers, the residents, the citizens of the city of Quincy, would be more opt to take a look at and do. The resolution was moved forward. We put it into environmental and as well as community engagement. So it was passed last night. It is put into different departments. And we'll see how it goes further for more discussion. I would predict that this discussion will probably be more into the fall just because of the budget cycle and the finance committee stuff that has to come out.
Okay, very good. I know Councilor Liang especially is a big advocate of making the new Squantum School kind of a zero emission school, if you will.
Yeah, is that net zero. And you know what they have the stakeholders in that, or the building committee, school committee, basically building committee has come to us, and they're willing to work with all of us with that. So that is next on the agenda, as well as the Squantum Elementary School. They're going to need a new school, and the feasible studies are in motion, and all the different aspects of moving that forward is looking good for the future.
Okay, very good. Anything else, Noel?
No, Joe, we're looking forward to the budget cycle. The allergies are a little bit bad out there, by the way. So, you know, we're just trying to get through this. I mean, obviously, you know, you go outside, you see the cars, the vehicles, there's a lot of pollen on them right now. So just getting through this little phase. I obviously have some allergies, so I'm just working with it every day. And we'll get through this little phase of the spring. But it's always a good sign when you see that. Everything's budding out there.
Absolutely. Spring has sprung, that's for sure. All right, Noel, appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Last thing I just want to note, great thing on the Cleaner Greener this past couple weeks, and then this past weekend or whatever. And then thank you for QATV for all your input on that. Just getting that out to the people. And the city is looking better and cleaner, and we're looking forward to going into the next weeks and months.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was great. It was a great day for that, and also for the multicultural festival too. So there was a lot going on in Quincy. Yeah.
It's been great. There's a lot of different events across the city, and we also use the Hancock Adams Common for a lot of different events out there. So the city's thriving. I mean, we're looking forward to new things in the city. So we're always willing to adapt and do new stuff. So this is all good things for the city.
Thanks again, Noel. We'll check in with you probably after the next full council meeting, if that's okay.
Sounds good, Joe. Looking forward to it.
All right. Take care.
Great day.